I'm Michelle Morvan in the marketing department of Callaway's Nursery. Dallas-Fort Worth is our home. We're proud to present this hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you very, very much, Michelle. Good morning, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome to our program. We are live here for the next 2 hours, and we hope you'll pick up that phone and give us a call. It's very easy to access our program, and we're looking for phone calls right now. So let me give you the simple details. You dial, nobody dials anymore. You punch in 1-800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. And the first friendly voice you will hear is Randy Williams. Randy is making an encore visit back. Normally, Randy does the morning show, and then he is off. He works weekdays as well. This man works all the time at WBAP, but today he's filling in, and this is kind of cool. It's reunion weekend here for Neil and Randy. So give us a call, if you will, please. It's 800-288-9227. I'll get that. 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Need to fill up those lines right now so we can get the program underway. And we are going to visit right now, as we always do on Sunday morning, with our friend Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the beautiful Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
So spring is there, and the cold weather may kind of put it in stall. Not going to hurt it at all, but tell us what you have in bloom.
Well, you would think it is spring at the Botanic Garden. Lots of people were out yesterday, and there are some early signs of spring. We do have some early daffodils blooming in the garden. We continue to have white and red flowering quince blooming that add late winter interest to the garden. And, of course, we have winter honeysuckle that is still blooming, and that wonderful fragrance permeates the air as you walk past it. And leatherleaf mahogany is also blooming. So there are some early signs.
Well, it's a wonderful time to get to the Botanic Garden. It would be nice this morning. It's going to be nice again this week sometime, maybe not so nice later this afternoon or tomorrow morning first thing, but to just make a habit of going to the Botanic Garden many times. And, you know, the neat thing is you can drive in, you can, at the appropriate times of the year, have a picnic there, and there are certain gardens that do have admission charges, but much, much, much is available to you just to stroll and enjoy. The floral clock, tell us about that. That has quite a history, doesn't it?
Yes, it's been there since 1995, and it's a landmark, really, in Fort Worth. It greets people as they enter the main entrance to the garden. And we change this clock out at least twice a year. We usually put in summer color and then winter color. Right now we have pansies in the clock. We have a design of concentric circles, starting with orange at the outside, going through yellow and then to a primrose yellow and white in the center. It's beautiful, and it's a great backdrop for photos. A lot of people like to stop there and take pictures.
Oh, it is fun. And your parameters in planting that so that the hands can move will be that you're using short plants, I assume, right?
That is the challenge. We always have to find something that will grow lower than the arms.
Yes. I can only imagine. All right, and that is at the newer entrance to the Botanic Garden, correct?
Yes, yes.
All right, easy to find. You don't even have to get very far into the garden to see that, so that's good. And every once in a while, we talk about Drummond red maples. Talk about them two or three times during some years because they are beautiful at several different seasons. What's going on with them right now?
Well, we also have these planted at the main entrance, so as people come in to see the clock, they can look on either side and notice the Drummond red maples. We also have these behind the garden center. This is a native tree, actually. It's native to southeast Texas. But this time of the year, you see small red flowers lining the stems of the maple. These flowers attract a lot of bees. And then those flowers will eventually turn into fruits that look like red wing nuts that are very decorative. So, you know, late winter, early spring, you see a lot of red on the red maple. This is a tree that tolerates, poor drainage, kind of low, wet, seepy conditions. It tolerates the heat better than a lot of other varieties of red maple. But it's very showy this time of the year. And then the fall color, well, yes, there is some fall color, but that crimson color is really what stands out this time of the year when they bloom and produce the seeds.
Yeah, it's kind of odd to be driving down the highway and you see a tree just with a red haze over the whole tree, and that's exactly what you're talking about. All right, that's great. Well, how does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
Well, we're just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Folks, that is 2 miles or so west of downtown Fort Worth on I-30. It's so easy to find. If you know where Casa Manana is, you are there. You may not even have been aware as you drove past all those beautiful trees that there's a botanic garden hidden back there. What is the 24-hour information number?
That number is 817-392-5510.
All right, and the website is the easiest part.
That is fwbg.org.
All right, this is Steve Huddleston, and he serves the Fort Worth Botanic Garden as senior horticulturist, and he serves your needs every Sunday morning here, my friend. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right, talk to you next Sunday. That report is sponsored today by Trinity Expanded Shale and Clay. I am so glad to have the opportunity to tell you about Trinity Expanded Shale. You go into a garden center or you go into a sand and gravel, a vendor, somebody who sells quality products. You go into a yard that sells potting soil, planting soil, bed soil for bed preparation. These are the places you'll find Trinity Expanded Shale and Clay. Ask for it by name. This is the time right now, the next week or two, to prepare the beds for spring plantings. And every bed in North Texas, every bed that's in clay soil anywhere, needs Trinity Expanded Shale to amend that clay soil. I use it in tandem with organic matter of several different kinds, but I always have the Expanded Shale. An inch or 2 inches tilled in, 8 or 10 or 12 inches deep, makes a wonderful vegetable garden. It makes a wonderful flower bed. The product pays for itself in the long run. It's a one-time, almost permanent ingredient amendment for your soil. It'll last 8 or 10 years, sometimes even longer. Each time you rototill, you just kind of activate everything again. It's not a miracle product. It's a clay product that has been heated, and it pops and expands, and therefore it is porous. It helps break up the tight clay. It's available at most soil and mulch suppliers, but do ask for it by name. That's Trinity Expanded Shale. You'll find it at Soil Building Systems, at all Callaway's Nurseries, and Living Earth Technology. Remember, Trinity Expanded Shale.
This segment of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is being presented by your friends at Callaway's. I'm Dina MacArthur with Callaway's in Plano on Custer Road. And now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Dina, very, very much. And thank you to all of you who have called early this morning. Let's get those calls underway right now with Elwanda in Watauga. Elwanda, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Super.
I need to know about my onion plants that I planted last week. Mm-hmm. Should I cover them up when we get this little short span of cold?
You know, what I am hearing for temperatures, I don't think it's going to be a problem for them. If
okay.
It were going down to 20 or something, or if we were going to have them
uh-huh.
coated in ice for 2 days, that would be
okay.
a problem. But I don't hear anything in this one. This is moderated. Like, you remember about 4 days ago how cold they said it was going to get, and it just has, they've raised that temperature up each day a little bit.
Yes,
so
I think
you're good to go. If you get to the point where you do need to cover them, you ought to have some frost cloth on hand. Do you know what that is?
I do. Uh-huh.
Okay. You ought to have that because nothing goes bad about frost cloth in the garage. And if you don't use it this year, this is Texas.
Yeah.
There will be a time
yeah.
you'll get a chance to use it.
Okay. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Thanks so much. Let me take a second call. We rarely do that now, but that was such a nice short one. Let's go to Pat in Grand Prairie. Pat, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. We have our house faces east. And I wanted to plant, it's a front porch, so I'm looking for something 3 to 4 feet tall and wide. It's going to be like the border, the back of the border. And I'm thinking between Pocomoke crepe myrtles and wintergreen boxwood.
All right. I would, and those are my two choices?
Well, that's what I'm thinking of, unless you have a better
so
suggestion.
So starting, huh? Okay.
We have Nandinas and Salvia greggii in the front of the bed.
All right, that helps a lot to know what else you have. I would not use the crepe myrtles there. Pocomoke is a really interesting novel crepe myrtle, but it is very dense. It will get the height you described, but it'll take it a while to be there. And remember, it's going to be bare 5 months out of the year. So if you had that behind Salvia greggii, you would not have much of a look in the wintertime. I think the boxwood is a better choice. Dwarf Burford holly could be kept at, how you said 2.5 feet?
No, about 3 feet tall and wide.
That helps.
More at the max.
Dwarf Burford could be kept at that size for a long time. Eventually, you'd probably want to replace it after 20 or 25 years. Boxwood probably could be kept there longer. I like your boxwood idea.
Okay. Thank
Simple
you.
Simple as that. Good choice. Atta girl. All right. All right. Bye. Thanks. Call me back sometime. That'd be
okay.
Great. We'll come back to William in Oak Cliff. He has a question about something I've written in the morning news, and Margaret in Dallas. And we are going to be talking about Rose Rosette. I'll just bet you anything coming up in just a moment. My book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and I am signing those as fast as I can. They are going out the office door, and I'm really thankful, grateful to you for that. Thanks for that trust. This is a book that is not in stores. I had a lady who brought one yesterday, and it had been bought for her as a gift, and they got the wrong book. They went to a store and got my old book, The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, and the person who bought it for her meant very, very well. And so I helped her a little bit, but the point being, be sure if you're asking for this as a gift that you instruct the person who's going to be giving it to you that it's available only from my website, only from my office. I self-published for a variety of reasons, one of them a business reason, just a personal business reason, because many authors are not too thrilled with the way royalties are handled on book sales by publishing houses. Secondly, I wanted the control of this book so it could be the book that I wanted to have, not one that a committee dreamed up with bottom line in mind. And as a result, by taking the publisher out of the mix, I am the publisher, we can sell this book a lot cheaper than my 25-year-old book, The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This new one is only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It'll be a signed copy. I sign hundreds a week right now. I'm overwhelmed by that. Thank you. This is the book that covers everything about gardening outdoors in Texas. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the calendar of activities, 48 pages of when to do everything. And then chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, and fruit and vegetables. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It is available from neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or you can call my office before 10:30 today, 1-800-752-GROW. If you call the office today, it'll go out in the mail tomorrow, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. I've been out taking some photos in landscapes, and I have seen some absolutely dreadful sprinkler systems. You know, it looks like people who had absolutely no knowledge of irrigation installed heads or place the heads or whatever, just in strange positions, strange ways. There was a bed I saw in a commercial landscape yesterday where the head was up about, and we're talking about a pop-up rotor, was up about 14 inches above the ground line. They put the wrong kind of head in there but it could have broken somebody's leg. Norway irrigation doesn't do stuff like that. They do it extremely correctly. That's a new phrase for me, extremely correctly. This is the company that does the best sprinkler irrigation work you can find in the Metroplex. Bill Jensen is my friend of 45 years. This company is about integrity. It's about using WeatherMatic equipment, the best in the business, installing it in the best possible way, and then servicing accounts in the best possible way. They don't even have to be systems that were installed by Norway Irrigation. So you bought a house and you say, I don't know who put this thing in, but I don't like it. Call Norway Irrigation. Let them help you with the job. Norway Irrigation for all of your irrigation needs, including the new trend, and that is in subsurface drip irrigation. They can help you with all of it. Water conservation, you bet they care. Founded in 1983, 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, norwayirrigation.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Wortham Brothers for Roofing, for the best in roofing. This is a company that's been in business now since the 1980s, 1986 to be exact, with more than 60,000. You know, I'm going to have to update that number periodically because with that many roofs in that length of time, they're adding roofs all the time. They do great roofs. They have the finest in roofing materials and the finest installers. Texas is no stranger to bad weather, and if you had bad weather a year ago in the springtime, you had some hail or wind that came through your neighborhood, you might want to have your roof checked now. There's no cost to have Wortham Brothers come out and check it, and they're quite honest with you. They're going to look at it carefully. They'll show you if there are problems. If there aren't, they'll tell you, I don't see a problem. That's especially important if you're about to hear that your claim is expiring. Some of these claims have a one-year limitation on them. If you're going to be listing your home for resale, that's a time to have that roof inspected so you find out before the buyer's inspection determines it. And before you change insurance carriers, if there's damage, you want to have it covered by the carrier that was going to be covering it. Leaders in the industry, Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, serving all of the Metroplex, WBRoofing.com. WB as in Wortham Brothers, WBRoofing.com. Here's the phone number. Give them a call at 972-562-5788. 972-562-5788. WBRoofing.com, Wortham Brothers.
Neil Sperry and Callaway's go back since our nurseries opened. I'm Nathan Smith with Callaway's in Duncanville, and now back to Neil.
Thank you, Nathan. What a cheerful, friendly person. That's great. Phone number here if you'd like to call. We have only two calls ahead of you, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. William is in Oak Cliff. William, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I enjoyed your article in the Dallas News this past week
on
Quince, a.k.a. Japonica.
Yes.
A couple of items I wanted to add to it. you mentioned that Japonica is the first thing that blooms in the early spring. My mother would cut the branches prior to blooming, bring them in the house.
And force them.
Known as forcing a plant, which was quite popular in the South in the old days.
You bet.
Another thing, have you ever had any quince jelly?
Oh, I have. Smucker's even makes it. Not that I would go to a commercial brand. I've had homemade as well. They are closely related to apples. In fact, I think some of the quince is used as an apple rootstock. But it's very much like apple jelly. It's good, isn't it?
Yes. Well, as I say, enjoyed the article and enjoy your.
Well,
radio
I appreciate
program.
That. Thank you so much. Right. Have a great day in Oak Cliff, pretty part of the city.
Bye.
Take care. All right, let's go to Margaret in Dallas. Margaret, this is Neil Sperry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I finally found the article you had said last weekend you were going to update your website. I finally found the Rosetta. I've got to dig them all up then. I've got five growing in a group of knockout roses, and about three of them have this on it.
Okay.
So I need to go ahead and dig the others up, too?
Well, that's certainly up to you. Rosette has become epidemic in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It is a horrific disease, and knockouts seem to be very prone to it. And I haven't heard anybody take a definitive step as to why knockouts more than others, other than the fact that we tend to grow knockouts in great numbers.
Yeah.
Landscapers very often will have 100 of them in a row, and so it's easy for the microscopic mite, to transmit rosette.
Well, I walked over in my neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
On one side, he's got about four of them spread out across his front yard. They've got it too.
All right. Well, the problem is that people are resisting taking out roses, and, uh-huh. and I understand that. I get that. But if you have rose rosette on a given plant, the odds of the plant right beside it having it, I would say, are 99.9%. That mite will get into the plant, and I can't imagine that roses growing side by side would not share that.
Well, I can't
mite.
Either.
Yeah.
Well, and then I should not plant roses back in there for a while.
That hasn't been determined. I hear all kinds of estimates. Some of them are just hunches and guesses. The plant pathologists tell us that this disease is removed when you remove the plants and the roots. But Margaret, in my heart, I cannot recommend to somebody that they go back in with roses right away.
I think I'll leave it blank because
like you said, your next door neighbor has roses still infected. What is happening is a lot of the landscape contractors, and I am condemning my own industry with this next comment, but a lot of the landscape contractors in our area are just cutting off the damage and kind of hiding it.
Uh-huh.
And so they're perpetuating the disease, helping it spread, and we need to take the roses out that are infested, and the commercial people, the commercial landscapers, really need to do that. It's heartbreaking. And what's happening right now is that there is a great deal of research going on to try to find some genetic resistance to the disease or genetic immunity is what I'm trying to say. And I know that a huge, I've never heard of a grant of this size, was given to a research scientist at Texas A&M recently by the nursery industry to work on this. And he is doing a lot of work, incredible work. So I'll be putting things up on my website and on Facebook. I did the early spring lawn care thing this past week, and then we had our landscape school all day yesterday. I've been swamped. But sometime in the next 5 or 6 days, I'll have a rosette story up on both of those.
Okay.
Atta girl. Good luck
Thank
with it.
You.
All righty. Thanks for the call. Bye. All right. We're going to take another call right now, and that'll open up a line for you if you'd like to call. We have our longest segment coming up right after the news break. I'll talk to Don, then we'll do the news break. Then we will hopefully talk to you at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I love the calls that I get. This is kind of a fun time because people have lots of good questions this time of year. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Don, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. I live kind of catty corner from two of your favorite places, Baylor Plano Hospital, and there's a Callaway right next to
that. Oh, yes, sir. Boy, do I know that neighborhood.
Right. Right tight on the north side of my house, I have trouble growing grass. I planted St. Augustine a few years ago, but it's not doing good right tight against the house. A neighbor of mine has zoysia that looked beautiful even under some big oak trees. So is zoysia a decent variety in a full shade situation?
No,
and
sir.
And if so, one. Okay, so it's
no.
not going to.
No, zoysia in many respects, zoysia is intermediate to St. Augustine and Bermuda. It is intermediate in its texture. It is intermediate in its shade tolerance and traffic durability. It's more durable than St. Augustine, not as durable as Bermuda for traffic. And for shade tolerance, more durable to shade, more tolerant of shade than Bermuda, but not as much as St. Augustine. If you have tried St. Augustine there and you're sure that you watered it properly and didn't do anything that might have caused it to die, and it just thinned and died, then there's not enough light for zoysia.
Okay. Well,
let me try to help you though. Describe the area to me. Is it a shrub bed? Is it a bed? Is it just turf?
No, it's just grass. I haven't planted any flowers or shrubs along that.
How wide is that? Is that on the edge of your property line? Close to the property line? Anyway?
No, I've got backyard to the north of it. I've got grass about 10 or 15 feet that goes to a little shrub area, and then my north fence.
Is there a way to develop that into some kind of a shade garden? It's probably going to be a transitional garden that at some times of the year would have full shade, and other times as you get out away from the house might get more sun, so you have to be a little bit careful in what you put there. But the replacement, if you want a grass look in total shade or in very heavy shade, would be mondo grass, monkey grass, the ground cover, not dwarf but regular. There are lots of good shade ground covers, four or five, that would do well in the shade. And so that would at least give you some covering of that area. I can't see the design. I have no idea what it looks like. In some instances, it might be appropriate to use river rock and bring it out at varying distances. No, I'm not a big rock guy to replace turf grass, but I love rock in a landscape, and there might be a decorative way to use it there. If there's any splashing that comes down in that area, that's what I'm thinking. So it really kind of depends on the need. I can't see any of it. I can't do a design without seeing it, but there are alternatives. It's just not going to be a turf grass.
Okay, great. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks for the call, Don. You bet. Thank you. All right, his line is open. Give us a call right now if you will, please. As I say, our next segment is our best chance for you to get through. It's the longest one we have. That number is 800-288-9227. Let's fill them back up like you did early in the program, 800-288-WBAP. Dallas Plumbing Company, been providing plumbing services to the North Texas area since 1903. And that, folks, is a long, long time. 112 years, that's a long time. They founded the year that Henry Ford developed the assembly line, the year that the Wright brothers flew. That puts it in context, doesn't it? They offer the finest in plumbing services. They also, about 60 or 65 years ago, took on the Carrier line, and they are the heating specialist now for your home or business. And they have quite an offer for you. A new gas or electric high-efficiency Carrier furnace, including parts and labor. You get a free estimate plus 20% off the new Carrier furnace of your choice. This offer is good for a very limited time. Give them a call, 214-340-6300. Mark the number down to call tomorrow if you wish at 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com is the website. Keep warm and cozy with a 15-point heating checkup from Dallas Plumbing Company. Now, we have this on each of our units, and it's just $145 for two checkups per year. The second and successive units, that's just $95 more once they're at your home. They can do a second and third unit for $95 more, and that includes two visits a year to check things out, make sure everything is working right. It also includes a filter. It's about $12 a month for the first unit and even less than that for the second. And we love having that service. There's a peace of mind of knowing that everything is working properly. And if there are problems, they can pick them up early when they can easily be fixed. Now, if you're planning to remodel or just need to upgrade, I'd suggest their kitchen and bath fixture and faucet showroom. They're at 11,055 Plano Road. That's where Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has their showroom for their fixtures. They're all of the kitchen and bath accessories that you need. The plumbing, the fixtures, the sinks and the toilets and the tubs and all of that. 11,055 Plano Road, Monday through Friday, Saturday mornings. For more information, call 214-340-6300. That's the number to call for the finest in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Or go to DallasPlumbing.com.
License is TACLA 38830C and M163.
If you want a perfect lawn this year, you need to stop weeds before they come up and take over your lawn. Bonide makes it happen with Weed Beater Complete. Bonide Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product. It prevents weed seeds from germinating. It kills weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds like crabgrass and broadleafed weeds like clover and creeping charlie are no match for Weed Beater Complete. Bonide Weed Beater Complete kills more than 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleafed weeds. Bonide's Weed Beater Complete works through the roots and the shoots of a weed, killing them before they can get started or after the weed has started to grow. Well, let's get you on your way to a picture-perfect lawn. Stop on your way home today from church. Pick up some Bonide Weed Beater Complete. Bonide products are family-made in America. Find Bonide Weed Beater Complete at Chandler Ace Hardware in Chandler, Callaway's Nursery in all Dallas-Fort Worth locations, and at Lawnland in Denton, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. That's B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com for Bonide Weed Beater Complete. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. We say good morning to Major Logan.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time, 8:35, a deadly bus and train crash near Laredo. That story coming up after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now. Traffic watch. Still working a wreck northbound Highway 75 Central Expressway. Just past Legacy Drive, the HOV lane is blocked on 75. And traffic is slowed down on Central Expressway between Spring Creek Parkway and Legacy. A lot of construction through there makes it even tougher. Also in Carrollton, Highway 121 southbound, a bit sluggish between Marchant Boulevard and I-35E. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy today with possible showers this afternoon. High near 70, rain likely tonight, low 34, then mostly cloudy tomorrow. Showers possible in the morning, high tomorrow 41. It's 50 degrees now in Denton. The number of confirmed dead from a collision between a passenger bus and a freight train in northern Mexico has been raised to 20. The accident happened in a small town close to Nuevo Laredo across the Rio Grande from Laredo, Texas. An Oklahoma man suspected of threatening a judge faces more counts after being shot in a failed escape attempt during a flight change at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Brent Tapp of Sepulpa, Oklahoma, was being held in the Dallas County Jail without bond yesterday on charges of assault on a public servant and escape, causing bodily injury. Except for the area around a key rail hub, officials say the latest ceasefire in eastern Ukraine seems to be working. The ceasefire has kindled slender hopes of reprieve from the conflict between the government troops and Russian-backed separatists that has claimed more than 5,300 lives since it began in April. Part two of the peace deal will involve a pullback of heavy weapons. Once again, mostly cloudy with showers possible this afternoon, high near 70, 52 degrees now in Garland. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. And now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very much. And today's SPCA of Texas Dog, sponsored by Callaway's, is a sweet gal named Chelsea. Chelsea is a one-year-old, 39-pound shepherd mix. Chelsea was transferred to the SPCA of Texas a few weeks ago in hopes of finding a forever home. She is a very sweet girl, and they love her, but they want to find her a good home at your home. She loves to go on daily walks, especially likes to play. Smart girl would love to learn new tricks and has been working on loose leash walking skills. And so that is Chelsea. She loves everybody she meets. She would make the perfect pet for any family. I hope you'll get on out. If you're looking for a loving gal who enjoys giving kisses, head on over to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney. Meet Chelsea today. She's waiting for you. She'd love to go home with you this afternoon. And that's Chelsea at the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center. They are at 8411 Stacy Road, just east of Custer Road in southwest McKinney, open noon to 6, 7 days a week. And let me say, if for some reason Chelsea isn't a match for your family, then they have plenty of other options. What a cheerful place, a beautiful facility it is, and the volunteers there care for the pets so wonderfully. They have lots of cats as well. I'm a dog guy, so I always ask SPCA, send me your dogs, please. And we're going to try to get Chelsea a home today. There's another great shelter, and that's at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 and Hampton Road. That's the Dallas shelter of the SPCA of Texas. Both of these shelters open noon to 6, 7 days a week. You can see all the adoptable pets that they have at spca.org/findapet. That report, as we mentioned, sponsored by the great people at Callaway's. They do so much good all around North Texas. I love having them as the sponsor of this hour. Make your lawn the very best it can be with help from Callaway's Nursery. Everybody wants a lawn that is green and weedless. This is the time to ensure a flawless lawn with Bonide Crabgrass Preventer with Dimension. There you are. You say, where can I find Dimension? It's available at Callaway's. Probably buy it now and wait about a week or two to apply it. I try to get these ads out ahead of time so that people will know and will have them. Oh, and it's on sale. The 9.5-pound bag, regular $24.99, and it is now just $19.98 today. At Callaway's, just $19.98. This is the pre-emergent that I recommend to you, and the time will be the first 2 weeks of March. Get it now while it's on sale and have it. Apply it to prevent grassy and other weeds from popping up in your lawn this spring. It's safe to use on Bermuda and St. Augustine. Once applied, your lawn is protected for up to 3 months. You want to repeat that application in early June. You might even buy enough to do it a second time at that point. They have certified nursery professionals to help you, more than 100 at the Callaway's locations. 100 certified nursery professionals. They have a long history of selling only the best of the very best for your lawn and garden. Everything comes with a 100% guarantee at Callaway's. Visit Callaway's.com to find the store nearest you. Open 9 to 6, 7 days a week. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully.
Coming up on the WBAP Monday Morning News with Hal and Brian, I'm Hal Janet. At 6:07, you won't believe what some Americans will give up so they can have more money. And it grows every year. What are Americans giving up to protect their money? 6:07 Monday morning, I'll tell you right here. News Talk 820 WBAP.
Thank you, Hal. Give us a call right now. We're live here on a Sunday morning before the cool weather moves in. Give us a call at 800-288-WBAP. We'll go right back to the calls in 60 seconds. 800-288-9227. Arborological Services, the finest you will find in tree care anywhere. These people wake up in the morning and the first thought that they have is, what am I going to do to help the trees of North Texas? And that's true for all their employees. It's an amazing crowd of people. I can only imagine how the conversations around the lunch tables, it's probably not going to be the lunch table, they're out working, but conversations in staff meetings must go. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. These are the people who come to your home. These are certified arborists. They know what they're looking for. They know how to care for trees. And then they have award-winning tree climbing teams. They have won the Texas Tree Climbing Championship 22 of the 32 years that it's been held. They have two Foresters of the Year, Arborists of the Year by the Texas Forest by the state. I'll be all right on this, but they have two at the state level, the finest in the state. Texas Arborist of the Year, so I'm trying to say. From complete tree management, anything your tree might need, to heroic saving of trees, from cabling and bracing and lightning arresting, and if you need to have somebody testify on behalf of your trees, they can do that as well. 866-552-7267. You hear that number, you say, oh, so they must be off in some other state. No, they are only here in the Metroplex. They just made it easier for you with a toll-free number. 866-552-7267. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Arborological.com, Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
Let the Texas Certified Nursery Professionals at your neighborhood Callaway's help you. I'm Kenny Watson from Callaway's in South Arlington. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Kenny, very much. Kenny has helped me with some book sales and pen sales and things, and he is just my friend. I appreciate that. All right, once again, the phone number if you'd like to call right now. Somehow it's been kind of quiet for the last couple of minutes. The line's filled up really quickly. 800-288-9227. Call right now. Know you're out there. John in Weatherford, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate your call, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. I want to compliment you first on your book. I ordered it about 2 weeks ago and got there in about 5 days. And
good.
I've read over half of it, and it's just well organized and really helpful.
Thank you very much.
Very good book.
Thank you very much.
You bet. I've got a lawn question. We put in a new lawn in October, and we put Tickleway and Zoysia, and it didn't really have time to it seeded well, but it didn't ever grow because it went dormant. And so I've got this brown grass out there, and I've got crabgrass coming up all over and throughout it. And as warm as it's been, the two questions I have is, one, should I try to put that pre-emergent down early? And two is, would it hurt if I go around with the weed eater and cut all the weeds down?
All right. What was the grass that you planted? It was a Zoysia from seed?
No, it was all done on pallets.
So it was sodded. All right. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
And when was it planted?
We planted it in first part of October.
Okay. You do qualify, D.O., you do qualify to put a pre-emergent out. The rule on pre-emergence is that you need to wait until after the grass has been through its first winter. Technically, it has. It's still pretty young grass.
Mm-hmm.
The weeds that you see now, of course, are not going to be impacted by a pre-emergent. They're already
right
out there. Pre-emergents
right
have to go in before you. If it were my Zoysia, I probably would not put the pre-emergent down. That would be to control primarily two kinds of weeds, crabgrass and grass burrs. And
yes,
you don't have crabgrass now. You have a winter grass that looks like crabgrass, but it's not crabgrass. Anything that you have out there right now will die in April and May as it turns hot. I don't know why you couldn't just mow the weeds. I don't think you have to use a trimmer on them. I think you could mow them. If the zoysia has not formed roots down into the soil in all these months, then it died and dried up on top of the ground. So you might as well find that out now. But I doubt that that's the case. You probably are fine. One of the downsides of zoysias, and mind you, zoysias are great grasses. Varieties like Palisades and Jammer and some of those are going to end up being great grasses in the history of North Texas, I suspect. But they have a long brown period during the winter. They turn brown with the first frost, and they will mm-hmm. stay brown later into the late winter, early spring than the other grasses do. So don't be put off by that. Don't be surprised. But I think I'd mow it and get rid of the weeds and then just kind of sit tight. You could use a broadleafed weed killer spray on a warm day to get rid of the things like thistles and clover and the weeds that are not grasses. But there's nothing you can put out there now to kill the what you have been calling crabgrass, which is probably rescue grass or annual bluegrass. Yeah.
Well, should I put it out there though for try to get it under control? For later on,
well, the pre-emergent.
I'd say most of our yard is probably. We just put the zoysia underneath all the trees, and it's probably 80% tip away, and the rest is zoysia.
All right, I'm not sure. You're saying tip away?
Well, it's at tip.
Okay,
I
so
think
you
419.
Put zoysia. Okay, you're talking about the hybrid Bermuda. All right, I thought you said that the first time. That's why I was wondering what you had planted. Okay, I'm just going to say again, I don't think you should put a pre-emergent on a grass that is that young. It isn't really well rooted. The pre-emergents stop root growth. And so the reason that we tell people when you put sod in we'll just say May 1st, you plant sod. That's a wonderful time to plant sod. So you plant sod May 1st. Somebody will come to me and say, well, it's really done well. It's grown well. Can I put a pre-emergent on September 1st for the winter weeds? And I say, no, you've got to let it go through the first winter. That's what all of the products claim and state. And technically, yours has gone through a winter, but, man, it didn't have much chance to grow before it went into the winter. So I would not this spring. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll do it. All right. Well, thank you, Neil. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the comment. All right. I'm going to do an ad for that book right now, and I appreciate hearing back from people, good or bad comments. Thank you very much for that. The book has really generated a lot of nice feedback, and thank you. I self-published my book so I could have it exactly the way I wanted it. My artist, Cindy Smith, my editor, Carolyn Skye, the two finest I could have found anywhere, and they guided me, and we worked on this together as a team for 9 months, 10 months, I guess, and about 10 months ago, it was published. I am thrilled with Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening. Now, this is not in stores. It's not on Amazon, so don't go to those places looking for it. If you go there, you'll find my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, which was done in 1991. It is way out of date. This is the brand new book published just last year, and it's Neil Sprey's Lone Star Gardening. We're about to go to our second printing. If you would like a first printing of this new book, totally different layout, a lot more information, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. If you would like that book, then you need to order it from my office before 10:30 this morning, or you need to order it from neilsperry.com. I'll give you the phone number in just a second. But again, we're just about out of the first printing. I am signing copies as quickly as I can. Each week I go in a couple of times and sign just specifically to sign books. And they're ready to go. They can be mailed tomorrow morning if you call right now. This is a book that has Chapter 1, The Basics of Gardening in Texas, Chapter 2, Monthly Calendar of When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray Your Plants, and then Chapters 3 through 11 cover every specific group of plants, trees, shrubs, vines, all the way through fruit and vegetables. I will guarantee your satisfaction with the book. Again, it is not in stores, not on Amazon. It is not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, even if you have every other book that I've written in the past. Those books are 25 years old. This is the one you need to get. Satisfaction guaranteed, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Call before 10:30, 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
And I will add on to that commentary that you will not meet nicer people anywhere than Mike and Derek Wisnand at WhizQ Stone. Thank you very much. Let me tell you, and I'll add the same comment to Sunburst Shutters when you talk to Collins Jones there. This is a family-owned business. His dad, Bruce Jones, still involved in it, and although doing a lot of church work, it's a father-son team that I really admire. I love seeing that in family businesses. This country was built on family businesses, and Sunburst Shutters is a fabulous example. They have a quality product. They have stuck specifically with that product for 27 years now, something like that. And Sunburst Shutters, let me describe these. You know what a plantation-style shutter is? They have the great big louvers. 2.5 is the small one. 3.5 and 4.5. And say, well, that's almost like a piece of lumber there in my window. Well, let me tell you the difference. So when you open a 4.5-inch louver, you have so few lines when you look out into your yard. It's just beautiful. And the same all the way down to the 2.5. It really kind of depends on what else is in the room. They will bring samples to your home and hold them in the window, and you and they can work together to decide which look is best for you. And then when I said like a piece of lumber in the window, it is totally not like a piece of lumber in the window, because these are made of poly wood. It is a lightweight material that is man-made. It looks like wood, painted wood, but it doesn't crack or split or warp or peel. The color is color fast all the way through, and they're white or off-white. If you need to have them painted, they have an auto body paint booth, that kind of a paint booth in the factory, and they can do the painting for you. No more painting of louvers. Oh, I'd rather stand in traffic. Oh, And you don't have to do that with Sunburst Shutters. They are glorious. Someday, I need to get my wife on an ad and let her tell you how much she loves Sunburst Shutters at our home. You will, too. They'll come to your home, give you an estimate, no charge, of course. They also serve Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco in the Metroplex or any of those cities. You can call them at 214-343-2601 to set an appointment, either at your home or at their place of business. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com.
We at Callaway's are proud to offer the finest in plants, products, and services. I am Michelle Thompson from Callaway's in Louisville. We are proud to be sponsoring this segment of the program, and now back to Neil.
Thanks, Michelle, very much. And we go now to Dina in Irving. Dina, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help?
Well, I'm getting ready to move back to the family farm, and my grandparents, you know, it hasn't been lived in several years. So I was wondering, does your book apply to the Northwest Oklahoma area also?
So is this the panhandle, or is it?
It's almost to the panhandle, okay. Between Woodward and Elk City.
All right, I understand. That would almost equate to Amarillo, the northern part of the Texas panhandle. I think most of it would, Dina. I won't make any promises because I know that northern Oklahoma, northwestern, can also kind of come close to Colorado. And
yes.
If somebody asked me about my book for Colorado, I'd probably say, you know, I think there may be a better source, a better reference. I don't know of any reference that's going to cover that part of Oklahoma specifically. It's a satisfaction guarantee. If you buy it and you don't think it applies, I'll buy it back from you. It's not a problem.
Okay, well, I'm really excited about getting the book, so I wanted to just check because I'd really like to use it and bring the farm back
to life. I think you'll find it very useful.
So.
I think you'll find it very useful, and there are hardiness zone maps that you can relate to because they will equate. If you have a mindset of Amarillo and even south, a little bit south of Amarillo, most of the hardiness zones go up somewhat to the northeast, so what happens in Amarillo goes up across the panhandle of Oklahoma and into Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
It would not encompass Oklahoma City, for example. And so I think you'd be fine. But if you get it and decide it isn't, I'll buy it back.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Atta girl. We're going to miss having you here. Let's listen online up there.
All right.
Thanks. Let's see where we are time-wise. I need to get to the newscast. I have about 30 seconds. Donna, I can help you with your Yaupon holly tree. I feel your pain. I've lived your nightmare, but I think I have a good solution for you if you'll just give me the newscast to be ready for you. Greg in Rockdale, love having calls from Rockdale. Dying tree is full of holes in its bark, and I can help you with that as well. I'm not sure that the holes caused the death of the tree. We can talk. Larry and LaRue, we'll talk about azaleas and gardenias, and we'll talk to you also. Have another hour of the program. Stay with us, if you will. If you'd like, take one of the two remaining lines, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We'll be back after the news.